The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. My name is Sam Norris and I'm joined as ever on the Irish Racing Preview by Andy Holding to look ahead to tonight's 7 race card from Ballinrobe. How are you this morning, Andy?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. You?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, thanks. Do you like the look of the card tonight from Ballinrobe?
I think there's a couple of really good races there tonight, Sam, if I'm being honest. You don't not normally get a 19,500 euro race in the back end of May, and we've got two of them. We've got a handicap hurdle and a handicap chase. Big fields. It's a tight track as well, so the room's going to be at a premium. Plenty to discuss. The rest of the card isn't all that great, I've got to be honest, but I'd say those two races certainly dragged the card up quite considerably.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a couple of really competitive races to get to later. The first race of the evening, though, not so competitive. A 2 mile, 1 furlong contest with 5 runners down to go to post. And Plinth is just absolutely dominating this market. The 1-5 favourite this morning. 9-2 about Ningbo Express. Hazy Days, Rufino, and What Are You Doing To Me are out at 20-1. The Racing Post described Plinth as impossible to oppose this morning. Do you see it being that way, Andy?
Absolutely, yeah. I couldn't put it better myself, to be honest. You're looking down the barrel of 5-1 on, and that looks about the right price, really, considering he's been dining at the very top table all the way through the season. He got off the mark first time up at Leopardstown. He's been, you could argue, a slight disappointment thereafter. I mean, he was only a 12-1 chance to win the Triumph Hurdle, and he was putting one of his worst displays there. But in all fairness, he bounced back to form in that really, really good Grade 1 at the Punchestown Festival, chasing home the best juvenile of so far of the season. That was Abyssal. All the best juveniles were in that race, including the winner itself, Tiger Roland. You know, he come out clear second best. He obviously is a little bit of a quirky character. He's not overly big, and he's worn the cheek pieces in the past. I mean, this is an absolute gift for him tonight. If he fails to take advantage of this, then Connections will be literally banging their head against the wall. Ningbo Express looks the only obvious danger or possible danger. She's run quite nicely on her last two runs at Limerick at Killarney. She just got out tap for toe the other day in that race won by Little King Robin, but she shouldn't really necessarily be good enough. She'd certainly have to hope for a miracle, really, or hope Plinth basically gets out of bed the wrong side. The other three look a million. So, as the market suggests this morning, we should expect Plinth to trot home in the first.
Yeah, Plinth looks like he's going to take all of the beating in the opener from Ballinrobe. The next race on the card is the 6:30, 2 mile, 1 furlong handicap hurdle, this one. And a fairly open look to this race. Abu Nayef leads the market at 11-4 at the time of recording. Benelux Park 7-2, Exit 7, 15-2. The last hour 9-1, and it's 10-1 or bigger the remainder. How do you see this race playing out?
Yeah, I think you've put that quite kindly there, to be honest. I'm saying it's a very open race. I certainly agree with that part of it, but it's also a very, very trapping, difficult one to weigh up at the same time. I mean, you've got Abu Nayef, who's been put in favourite, hasn't been cited in 4 starts, clearly been put aside as a handicap project by Gordon Elliott, and you know he's fairly short in the market for what it's actually done. I think you're buying into the potential there, or the kind of possible light under a bushel scenario with that horse. So he's just a very, very difficult one to tip at 11-4. I think that one's very much one for those in the know. The other two I'm quite interested in here, Benelux Park would have to be one of them. I think Dennis Hogan's done quite a good job with this horse, getting a win out of it in the middle of winter at Musselburgh. He ran really well on the flat the other day down in Killarney, probably just getting a little bit tap for toe, dropping back to a mile. This track should suit him ideally. He likes a bit of cut in the ground. So I could see him going well. And the other one of interest is a horse called Exit 7 from the Thomas Forcourt stable. He's got the first-time cheek pieces on tonight. He's had very little chance, to be fair, in a couple of half-decent maiden hurdles he's encountered in his last two starts at Limerick and Cork. But he's certainly caught my eye doing some good late work in both of those races. And similar to the favourite, he now runs in his first handicap. He's only got a mark of 95, which could be quite lenient. And Conor Maxwell, who takes the ride tonight, takes three off. So at 15-2, I'd just be half prepared to go with exit seven and take a bit of a punt with him.
OK, then exit seven there for Andy, but proceed with caution would be the advice. Third race of the night is the 7 o'clock, the 2-mile, 4-furlong contest. This is a maiden hurdle. And Keppel's Queen leads the betting at 7-4, with Most Peculiar 11-4, King Leon 7-2, 9-2 Zuccotti Park, and 10-1 or bigger. The favourite in this one, Keppel's Queen, has only had two starts, lost by half a length on the first run, looking fairly impressive, but a disappointing eighth last time out, I think it's fair to say. And what do you make of her chances?
Yeah, you're right, Sam. Yeah, she was very disappointing, and therefore I can't really get too excited about her price this morning at 7-4. It's one of those ones, if she wins, I'll just let her win. I do like these kind of maiden hurdles. I like the shape of them, because they often, you know, there's only two or three that can win. You can get some good each-way value along the way. And the one that stands out for me here is Zuccotti Park, 9-2 this morning with William Hill. That looks a fair enough each-way bet. I think we should get at least our money back on this individual, who was a good third last time out behind All School, Shute Hall, who he had a bit of a bargain match with on the approach to the second last, and Zuccotti Park came off the worst. I just think he didn't quite get home in the ground that day. It went very soft at Killarney, and 2.6 up that hill in the latter stages just paid on Anthony Mullins' charge. But he went quite well throughout the remainder of that race. And as I said, I just think, you know, dropping back in trip around this more sharper track just might suit this horse. He races handily as well, which is also another prominent point about Ballinrobe. But you don't want to be too far back here on the sharp circuit. So Zuccotti Park, fairly looking solid looking each way there, and that's 7 o'clock.
Zuccotti Park then, the pick for Andy in that one. We'll move on to one of those €19,500 races that you touched on earlier, the 7:30, 2-mile, 4-furlong contest, this one, handicap hurdle. And Band of Blood leads the betting. There's been money for him this morning, in from 11-2 to 9-2. Baresi is second at 5-1 with Go Paddy Go. Viva France 6-1, Roll It Out 6-1, Moondice 8-1, 11-1 bar those. One of the races you were looking forward to tonight, Andy. Who do you like in this one?
Yeah, I quite like Band of Blood here. There's been a bit of trickle of money for him this morning, which is encouraging. I would say a lot of it is due to the fact that there are a couple of non-runners as well, so a lot of the bookmakers are just kind of reorganising their packs. Cape Glory and Hazaraband don't go, probably due to the ground softening. But it should suit Band of Blood, who was very impressive the last day down in court when he made the running in the hands of Kevin Sexton. And he quickened up really smartly off the home turn to leave standing what looked on the day a very competitive-looking field. It contained a horse called Alf Wright, who finished second, and that horse bolted up the other day at Kilbeggan for the Owen Griffin stable. So I think that form of that race is pretty useful. He's a largely consistent horse, Band of Blood, but when he's in form, he usually maintains it. And I noticed that Philip Fenton, his trainer, has tried to offset that extra weight that he's picked up by booking Johnny Burke as well to ride this horse, taking seven off. So his burden has become a little bit more lighter. There are dangers, of course. A lot of these are, you know, potentially on the way up, including Baresi, who won very well last time out for Fences. Vive La France, an interesting runner from the Tony Martin yard. That went well at the Punchestown Festival till getting it a little bit tired late on. Of course, Roll With It as well. He created a good impression first time out at Down Royal, and I noticed the hood's on for the first time with him tonight. So a very intriguing-looking €19,500 race. But Band of Blood stands out for me on the figures, and hopefully he can make all the running like he did at Cork.
Band of Blood then in that one. And the next race on the card is another £19,500 race, another good-looking race, the 8 o'clock, 2-mile, 6-furlong handicap chase, this one. Sammy Black leads the market at 4-1. Love Rory second in the betting at 6-1. However, he is a reserve, so would need someone to come out. 8-1, Sweet My Lord. Claim Hill, 10-1. Harpsichord, 10-1. And 11-1 or bigger the rest. This is another decent-looking race, this one. Fairly competitive. Who do you like?
I like a couple here, Sam. Sammy Black would be one of them. I tipped this horse last time out at Killarney to pull off a little bit of a mini-shock. And he looked like doing it as well. It was just really unfortunate that he made a really bad mistake at the last one. He looked as though he got the favourite covered. But it allowed You Must Know Me to do him on the run-in. Up until that point, he jumped absolutely spectacularly from the front. So it was a shame to see him making such an untimely error just when he looked as though he got it in safekeeping. Prior to that, he'd been running really well over hurdles. He'd hit the board on his two previous starts. So he's just a really really consistent performer that, touchwood, jumps well. He's obviously got very little mileage over fences, so handicap-wise, he still could have a little bit more to come. And he's a horse that I want to stay on the right side of throughout the summer jumping period. So Sammy Black would be certainly one of my choices here. And the other one would be Shamaran as well at a much bigger price. He's been juicily priced up at 11-1 this morning by William Hill. And I think that's a fair bit of value for Roger Sweeney's 9-year-old. Doesn't win very often, this fella, but often runs well. And that run last time out, certainly, I think, arguably brings one of the best pieces of form to the table here. He was fifth behind Horse Called Operating, who's subsequently been sold at the horses in training sale. I think he went for 140 grand. I think Donald McCain's picked him up. But that race was chock full of informed runners like Road to Riches and Follow Me Up to Carlo, who was fourth. He won the other day down in Tipperary. The speed figure was fantastic. It's one of the fastest chase times I got at the Punchestown Festival. So Shamaran, when it, considering he was out of the handicap, did really well to get within hailing distance of such a good field. This will be a much more comfortable tempo he'll be running over tonight. And he likes this kind of ground at this time of year. The softer the ground, the better for this fella. So Shamaran at 11-1, certainly worth a few quid. I won't put you off him at a price.
Okay, there you go then. Possibly a big price winner there in Shamaran at 11-1 with William Hill. The next race on the card is the 8:30, 2 mile, 2 furlong and 110 yards. This one, handicap chase. And Lady Olwyn leads the betting at 9-4. Lethal Weapon, 9-2. The Party's Over, 8-1. Imperial Joey, 8-1. Right Strategy, 8-1. And 10-1 or bigger the remainder. Lady Olwyn leading the market here is the only horse that comes into this one with winning form. Do you like her chances or are you looking elsewhere?
No, I do like her chances, Sam. Yeah, I was on the radio the other night when Sligo was on and it was a night where all the front runners dominated. She was one of the only few that actually made ground off the speed, as it were. She didn't actually make all. She took it up probably coming out the back straight. So she actually booked the trend that night. Prior to that, she was a bit unlucky at Roscommon in a chase that she should have won, really. Ger Fox kicked for home a little bit too early and he let Forever Gold Stamina come into play. Obviously, this is a Martinsdown opportunity race, so Ger Fox doesn't ride tonight. We've got David Splane on board. Not sure whether that's a positive or negative either way, but Lady Olwyn certainly comes in here in rampant good form. She's going through her races really sweetly. She's clearly a mare right on top of her game, and she's got her ground in her favour as well. This track should be ideal for her. She does like a tight right-handed track. So everything points in the direction of Lady Olwyn to go very, very well again tonight. I think she's a good bet at 9-4. Just keep an eye on another one as well, and that's Imperial Joey. Now, the ground might have just gone against Philip Rothwell's charge, but he does love it here at Ballinrobe. Most of his best form's on a good surface, and he had a bit of cut in the ground the other day down in Killarney. He didn't run up to scratch, but just keep an eye on the weather there tonight. If it dries out then at Ballinrobe tonight, then maybe Imperial Joey could be considered a bigger prize. But the Knapp vote of the night definitely goes to Lady Olwyn, the strongest bet on the card.
Lady Owen, and the nap of the whole evening for Andy. We'll go on then to the final race of the night, the 9 o'clock. Another 2 mile, 2 furlong, 110 yard contest. 14 runners down to go to post, and it's Abbey Lane who leads the market at 15-8. Colburn and Ladd, 9-4. Young Finnegan, 5-1. Arzenboy Premier at 6-1. Ill Phenomeno at 7-1. And 14-1 or bigger the remainder. How do you play the last, Andy?
I'll probably go with Arzenboy Premier here. I do like this horse's price. He's been chalked up at 6-1 with William Hill. I think that's a massive, massive price for a horse. So I thought, ran a blinder first time out of the fences. I love the way this horse jumped. He just couldn't keep up with Back to Baloo. He got into a lovely rhythm up front. And I thought Narva Hart McFarlane rode a beautiful race on that horse, who had more experience than Gordon Elliott's four-year-old. But first time out of fences for a young horse, I thought his jumping was exemplary. And you know, even though he got beat 8 lengths, I don't think there was any disgrace in that. The winner built up a really big advantage from the start. So he actually, in essence, actually cut down the winner's advantage all the way through that race. And I think it was a case that Davy Condon realised he couldn't win from a long way out, but he wanted to teach Arzenboy Premier plenty. And he certainly didn't knock him about either in the latter stages once he knew his winning chance had gone. But you take the winner out, he beat the rest fair and square, including the third, Prima Vista, who'd be, you know, one of the favourites in this race, Prima Vista. So I do think each way Arzenboy Premier has got a massive, massive chance of taking this last pot. And, you know, Abbey Lane and Clonbannon Lad, useful although they are, you know, they're certainly not unbeatable. So let's go with the four-year-old to beat his older horses in the last.
OK, there you go. A few picks there for Andy, but Arzenboy Premier with the most chances for Andy. Of course, ridden by Barry Geraghty, who actually won this renewal last year on Rebel Fitz. If you could just take us a spin through all of your selections for tonight at Ballinrobe again, Andy.
Will do, Sam. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, it's unoriginal in the first, but Plin should not open his account, but get back on the winning trail in that 3-4-year-old conditions race. Nasty race of 6:30, but I like the chances of Exit 7 with the first-time cheap pieces in his first handicap. Zakuti Park should run a nice consistent race for us there in the 7 o'clock. I'll go with the top weight in one of the big races of the night. Band of Blood gets the vote in that 2.5 mile handicap hurdle. The big chase of the night, well, this is a bit more trappier, so I'd probably have two against the field. Sammy Black would be one of them. And the other one at the price would be Shamaran. I think 11-1 is a big price for him. Nap of the night goes in favour of Lady Olwyn to continue the good work in the Martinstown Opportunity Handicap Chase at 8:30. And in the final race, I like the chances, particularly at the price, if you can get that 6-1 for Ozenboy Premier. I don't think we're too far away in that concluding beginner's chase.
Excellent stuff. Then the thoughts of Andy Holding on this Irish racing preview by William Hill from Ballinrobe this evening. Thanks for joining me on the podcast, Andy, and I hope you enjoyed tonight's racing.
Will do. Pleasure, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.